USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's day 44 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In the last 24 hours, the Kremlin has admitted suffering significant losses of troops since the invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky has noted the bravery of his nation. A Russian airstrike on a railway in the Donetsk region has blocked three evacuation trains from leaving. Ukraine is bracing for a renewed Russian offensive on its eastern front, and General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said of the war, it's going to be a long slog. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg held a news conference after NATO foreign ministers gathered in Brussels to discuss the alliance's next move.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba thanked NATO allies for their substantial support. Allies have been doing a lot and are determined to do more now and for the medium and longer term.
USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Supreme Court of the United States will have a new justice this summer when Justice Breyer retires. Tim Berg reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. Judge Jackson will be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She's expected to be sworn into the Supreme Court later this year when Justice Breyer officially steps down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congress on Thursday voted to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status. Lawmakers in Washington hope this will damage Moscow leaders over its invasion of Ukraine. The House passed the bill in an overwhelming 420-3 vote. Those that opposed are Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, and Matt Gaetz of Florida. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
2 weeks before the general election in 2020, the Hunter Biden laptop was presented to the FBI. Mainstream media censored the story, realizing the damage it would have caused to candidate Biden. On Wednesday, journalists from The Atlantic, Anne Applebaum, explains why she discounted the story.
My problem with Hunter Biden's laptop is I think it's totally irrelevant. I mean, it's not whether it's disinformation or, I mean, I don't think the Hunter Biden's business relationships have anything to do with who should be president of the United States. So I don't find it to be interesting.
The facts are the laptop is authentic and it incriminates President Biden's claim he knew nothing about Hunter Biden's business dealings. The New York Post has pointed to 12 times in the laptop President Biden was helping Hunter Biden's business partners. The whistleblower that presented the Biden laptop to the media and authorities is in fear for his life and fled to Switzerland. Jack Maxey caught up with Newsmax last night.
And I showed some of this to a dear friend, Sharp Tip of the Spear, a fellow who also later had a very distinguished career in cybersecurity. And he looked at it and he said, wow, I should never have looked at that, Maxey. You know, if you don't release enough of this to make them know that you could release the whole thing, which I have at my ability to the present day, and I've not done it, he said, they're going to get you. They're going to kill you.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.